We're visiting with Lebo Head Boys Basketball Coach Austin Klumpy on our Area Coaches Corner. And first off, Coach Klumpy, congratulations on being selected the next Head Boys Basketball Coach at Lebo High School and moving into a situation where Lebo has enjoyed a number of years of success, and you're getting to take over a program that graduated a number of seniors from last year's team, but you do have a number of players coming back and some guys with some playing experience. First off, have you been pleased with the way the guys have bought into your ideas and your philosophies?
Well, number one, Greg, to mention on what you said first, I think it's a great honor to be here at Lebo. I think they've always had a lot of good success, whether it be on and off the court. It's a great community, great people, and I'm really excited to be the K-12 PE teacher and head boys basketball coach here. As far as guys returning, our guys have done an unbelievable job buying into our philosophy and our vision that we want to share together. And we have great senior leadership, four seniors this year that are really kind of setting the tone. I get one season with them, and I want to make it memorable for them, number one. And then also, we've got a lot of new guys in the program that are starting to get more varsity experience. And I couldn't be more proud of how they stepped up and responded and how hard they're working.
Well, let's talk about your four seniors. Who are those four seniors that are going to be relied on to provide that leadership, especially early on?
Yeah, so one of our senior is Garrett Smith, a good role player off the bench for us that has always been just a terrific teammate. And when his number's called any time in the game, he'll provide great energy. We did start our three other seniors. Number one, Jonas Conrady. He's actually been playing our five, kind of a five-guard lineup the last two games. And a guy that works extremely hard in the weight room, is very competitive, very lighthearted, kind of keeps things loose, likes to joke. And I think people feed off his energy with his work ethic. Number two is Kyle Reese. I played quarterback for our football team this year, ultra competitive, super strong for his size, and he is a defensive monster in my opinion. It's just so fun to watch someone give 100% effort on the defensive end of the court every night, and you know, you couldn't ask more with his enthusiasm and effort and being a great teammate as well. The third senior is going to be Colin Whalen. I'm sorry, the fourth senior is going to be Colin Whalen. And he's a guy that played a few minutes on varsity here and there last year. And he's going to play a more significant role starting this year, and he can stretch the defense with a shot and then also his defensive intensity and length as well.
And then you also have another underclassman, Landon Grimmett, who's really been kind of another one of the leaders for you.
Yeah, Landon probably comes to the Lebo varsity squad with the most experience from last year. He's worked really hard playing in the off season with his club team, and then also just practicing his craft with dribbling and shooting. He's really going to make probably opponents pay attention to where he's at on the court. But at the same time, we're going to have to find other ways for other people to contribute, because I think he's going to draw some attention from defenses.
You've already played two games, a victory over Flint Hills. You did lose to Central Heights earlier this week in the Central Heights tournament. How did you feel about the way the guys played in the first two games?
As far as defense goes, I couldn't be more proud of them just getting after full court man. We're looking to use our speed and quickness to kind of generate our points as well offensively here early. As far as offense goes, we put up 66 points in the first game against Flint Hills. Really sped them up, created a lot of turnovers. In the second game, Monday night, we were only able to put up 30 points, so quite a big difference. It always is easier when the ball goes through the hoop, but when it doesn't, you still have to find gritty moments to win. And we were actually kind of neck and neck going into the fourth quarter and just didn't quite have enough offensive power to kind of get over the hump. But we held them to 41 points, and I think we're doing our role defensively. I think it takes practice. I think it takes time. Everybody's roles are still getting figured out. And also on the coaching end, I'm still figuring out substitutions and rotations.
Coach Klumpy, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coaches Corner. Good luck these next 2 weeks. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you after the first of the year.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
That's Lebo Head Boys Basketball Coach Austin Klumpy on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, East Central Monuments, Grimmett Construction, and by Auburn Pharmacy on KVOE, live and local.